Elaine Hansen joins us this morning. We think we've got our technical difficulties resolved to talk about the Joel Leibovitz Entrepreneurial Success Awards. Elaine, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I appreciate your patience. You wouldn't think that, or maybe you would think that Duluth is a town busting at the seams with entrepreneurs, but it seems we've got a whole bunch.
That's true. Our whole region has a lot more entrepreneurs than we would probably, than most people would anticipate. And as we see the changing economy, we are seeing many more people come to the center looking for assistance with business plans and wanting to start businesses.
What do you think is responsible for that? Can you point to a factor and say, I think this is what's kind of leading the charge with folks that want to work for themselves?
Well, I think as we're seeing just the entire change in our economy, the increased use of technology, which allows people to be selling worldwide right from their own home. And there are just so many more opportunities available to people. And individuals seem to be having a different view of what they want. They want to be self-sufficient. They want to be able to provide for themselves. They want to be able to do something and to create something.
Well, there's certainly, we've known for quite a long time that there's certainly no lack of creativity here in the Northland.
True.
Now, you had a bunch of different categories. You've got awards that were handed out for micro-entrepreneur, and they went right all the way up to somebody or a category called mature entrepreneurs.
Right.
What is a micro-entrepreneur, and what would they have to accomplish to be considered a mature entrepreneur?
Well, a micro-entrepreneur is someone that has started a business and usually transitioned from underemployment or unemployment and created a business. And usually they have less than 5 employees. And to be nominated, they need to be in business for 2 years so that we know that it's a business that's not just something that someone thought about last week or a couple months ago. So it's a true business that has been operating and successfully employs someone. And then for a mature entrepreneur, that is someone who has been in business for over 15 years. And it's a business that has been operating and has, I don't have it right with me, but that has, I think it's over 10 employees. I don't have that figure right in front of me, but there is an employee account. But it's someone who has had a business and had a sustaining business for a number of years.
So what is the difference between a business like, for example, an established department store or something, and the entrepreneurs that you're specifically honoring with these awards?
We are looking for an entrepreneur, someone who has actually started a business. When I think of a department store, I am thinking of a Yonkers, I am thinking of a Sears. That's a store that is managed and owned by a very, very large corporation. That's not an individual. We're looking for individuals who have created a business, who've dared to dream and taken risks.
And awarding them for having the guts to get out there and make it happen.
Right, right. When we, 4 years ago, Joel Leibovitz had said there is no recognition for people who are in business, for people who have started a business. And it was his inspiration that the program was initially begun so that we would have this opportunity to look throughout our region. It's not just Duluth, not just Duluth Superior, but throughout our entire region and in northwestern Wisconsin to look at and nominate businesses that have taken that risk.
So these are the folks that are really thinking outside the box in some ways in our community.
In most cases, they have been thinking outside the box.
My train of thought just derailed. I hate it when that happens.
Me too.
Oh man, I had this genius question right in the tip of my tongue. what kinds of, I think this was it, what kinds of incentives do you feel that this actually provides an incentive for more people to become entrepreneurs, or what does this award do for the entrepreneurs that you are honoring?
Well, I think that's a two-part question. And one year, I think it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, a business owner who was a micro entrepreneur at that point in time came to the award program, and when she stood up, she said that she had come to the award program a number of years before that and mentioned to the woman that she came with, one day I can do this. It gave her, coming to the event, gave her the inspiration to start her own business, which she did a number of years later with her husband after they had had some transitions within the employment that they had, where her job had been eliminated and he had been laid off. They created a business, and it's a very successful business. And then other entrepreneurs have said, well, a couple years ago, again, an individual who had a family-owned business, it's in the fourth generation, they've operated for over 40 years, and he came up and received his award and said, no one has ever said thank you. No one has ever said we've been doing a good job. And he became very emotional with that. And that's the type of recognition and what it means to participate in the program.
Wow. And that's very true. There are so many of these businesses that we sort of take for granted. And I think in our lives, we don't always remember to let people know that we appreciate the work that they do.
Right. And there are award programs for a lot of different types of activities, but there is no other program that recognizes business owners and entrepreneurs.
Well, this is a wonderful thing, Elaine, and thanks so much for taking some time to tell us about it. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me have this opportunity.
Elaine,
and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Elaine. Elaine yep. Hansen this morning. She's the director of the Center for Economic Development, and the Joel Leibovitz Entrepreneurial Success Awards were handed out recently. Boy, lots of entrepreneurs right here in the Northland.